The triumph of God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning of this service day, we will thank and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great grace. Your patience towards us. And your mercy. And we thank you that you have given this service day. And we thank you, Father, for this beautiful, warm, sunny summer we have had. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you gave to us to teach us and walk with us and suffer for us through his death so that we could live. We thank you for your kingdom and your Zion, in which we can be partakers and we can travel supporting one another through your grace. We ask, dear Father, when we start this summer service day, that you would bless this service day, that you would speak to us with different gifts, through your word. Father, you know each one of our hearts and longings. Father, feed us with your word. These we ask, Father, in your Son's Jesus' name. Amen. I will read God's word from the Holy Bible. This part of God's word is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and I will read the first 17 verses, and these words are in Jesus' name. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Amen. It's morning. And this past summer, there have been a lot of sunny mornings. And as the sun has risen somewhere in the north, northern Finland has risen more above and it has warmed. And it has been seen that it will be a warm day, and we have been able to enjoy this. And maybe we have wondered how we have been given this warm and sunny summer. And the plants have flourished, and bugs have flown, and we have been able to wonder God's greatness and the miracle of the creation. I have sometimes woken up early in the morning. You have sometimes maybe abroad when the first rays of the sun have come, you have maybe gone outside and smelt the air, and the first birds sing, but it's still quiet and calm. And here, this kind of morning is spoken of. This part of the God's word tells, as you must have noticed, of the Easter morning, the resurrection, morning of resurrection. It says that after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene came to the sepulchre. She used to go to the sepulchre and before this a lot had happened, a lot of big things. we remember how in the garden, after praying with Jesus, he was present. We remember we remember the destruction of Peter. And we remember Peter's and seeing where Jesus is brought. Peter could not do anything about the occurrences. We remember Judas, his heir. And death. We remember the events of the cross at Calvary and Jesus' words. It is fulfilled. We remember the robber on the cross and his repentance. We remember the discussion with on the cross with Jesus and his mother and his disciples. We remember the darkness of the sunrise, the solar eclipse. It was cold. The disciples did not understand the occurrences. Too many things and too big things had happened in too short of a time. And despair was within themselves. Or amongst them. Jesus instructed the disciples to flee away the bad spirits, and he said that he will once be taken away and you will be amongst yourselves. And the disciples did not ask about these. But then these occurrences started to scroll. The occurrences of the events at the Easter at the sepulchre. The stone had rolled away from the sepulchre. And the first thing that Mary saw that they had taken the Lord Jesus away, and she didn't know where he was taken. It is noteworthy to see that in the Gospels, these events are told in different ways. The details change, and the people in different phases change. But in all, there's one or many common things. It is that sepulchre is empty and that Jesus has risen. And that Jesus is there to make it seen. Mary here tells then to Peter, to the disciple who was the most loved, to Jesus that they have taken away the Lord, and we do not know where he has been laid. Peter, who had denied Jesus, and he goes to see the event. And now the two disciples, Peter's and Judas's denial of the faith, there is two common things and two differences. Both stated that an error had happened, but the other did something to fix it. Jesus and Peter's gazes met, and it was not harsh, but it was gentle. Jesus's face was mercy and invitation shown from his face. And Jesus's face was sweat was flowed of pain in his face, and this robber saw this pain in Jesus' face. And he saw the glow and light of his face, his glorious face. Peter left first as the fastest to the sepulcher, and he made it first. Peter peeked into the sepulcher and stooped down, but he did not go in. I told this wrong. Peter was who was most loved to Jesus, was first at the sepulchre, and he went forth and said that the stone had rolled down. And he saw the linen clothes, but he did not see Jesus. Then Peter followed him and went to the sepulchre and saw the linen clothes there, and the napkin, but not with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Here, the actions of these two disciples have some kind of differences. I don't know if they're so important, but I have noted these myself. John comes to the sepulchre and Peter goes to the sepulchre and wonders how the linen are wrapped like they would be wrapped around Jesus, but there is no Jesus. And the napkin was there. Which is a sign of that the napkin was, if he was pleased in his service, was there, but if he was not pleased, he was threw it away. But this pictures Peter's action when he studies these napkins and linens at the sepulchre. And then came in to the sepulchre the other disciples who had come to the sepulchre first. This other sepulchre did not study. He saw and believed as God's word tells us. Here they had not yet understood Peter tried to explain this matter to himself of a picture and the theories of his thoughts or with his reason. Could have been that Peter was relieved that Jesus was not dead there. It was still possible that he did not die on the cross. And of John, I get this picture that he believed, and this faith gave him understanding, and it was enough for him. How could we also have the strength to believe simply? We had good discussions yesterday. There, while eating, and in other circumstances, and in the discussions, came up that how simply we would believe. There are a lot of matters that blur our understanding. We need to, in a way, raise the hat in appreciation. And believing is, or faith is, a gift, and it is a gift we have gotten as birth gifts, even in the womb of our mothers. And it has been given to this prodigal son who has received the grace of repentance once again. And it is the result of God's work. And this gift makes these deeds of faith, where we have the desire to get together to God's services, to these gatherings. We have a longing to see other believers. We have a desire to help our travel friends timely and in the battle of faith. These kind of deeds, this gift of faith, brings along. The gift of faith also brings understanding. But in these events of the Easter, I somehow think that Jesus could have humanly told more clearly before his death what would happen to him with the resurrection of his. Tell more clearly and simply of his resurrection. But I have thought so that Jesus and God, whose wish Jesus did, gave one piece at a time, so that people would, his disciples would understand. And he had spoken of the Holy Ghost in his farewell speech, so that the Holy Ghost, the teacher and comforter, when he comes towards you, he opens the writings and Jesus' speeches in each occurrence so that disciples would understand. And this understanding of faith is given to us as Jesus' followers as much as we need. Could be that some matter of faith has been pondered, and we sometimes we ask for a simple mind that I do not understand, and sometimes this understanding is opened. And when we are one another's supporters in the battle of faith, we think that, can we support one another in the battle of faith? Feels that we do not understand everything. But even to these, in God's word, are given instructions. Jesus listened a lot. Jesus appealed to the word of God, a reference. Do not need to be alone if you do not know or understand. And Jesus has said that when you believe this gospel to yourself, when you believe the gospel of the forgiveness of sins, and you receive the faith, gift of faith, then all else will be added onto you. But we are weak and not understanding in this. This kingdom of God is wonderful. And in our red portion, it is written that after this event, the disciples left to their accommodation. And when we look at these different translations, one of these translations say that these disciples had went together or went home or went to their accommodation. Sounds different, but really there is no difference. The disciples and other followers of Jesus who were with disciples went together. That's how we understand. What brought them together? We can think that these events of the day were cruel. And you could not confess confess publicly to be a follower of Jesus. But then a picture is given that this faith that brought them together in the sepulchre where Jesus was, there was a need to address the issue. So the deeds of faith and the gift of faith brought them together. And also today, the work of the Holy Spirit brings God's children together. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit when God's kingdom is together. And in the middle of the kingdom, Jesus Christ is there, and God's word and the gospel. Then it is still told. I read this text a little longer than I had first thought. It is said that Mary stayed at the grave and peeked into the grave. And saw there two angels in white sitting, and one at the head and the other at the feet. And the angels asked, "Why weepest thou?" And Mary answers, "My Lord has been taken away, and I do not know where he is." Angels were with Jesus. And the angels were with the weak believer. Angels were bringing the message to Mary when she was at her weakest. The angels are the message bringers. And when these angels were messengers to Mary, they were said, "Has an angel ever appeared to you?" But I think that when an angel is a messenger, and when we speak, when in the Bible it was told that when you ask friends to your home, you involuntarily ask angels to your home, simply. And in those weak times, even at the end of a simple discussion, we can see or note that I saw an angel. And this also, that we act in this way, we meet friends. We boldly tell about our own life situations. Admit perhaps of our own difficulties. And the angel listens and tells of their own experience, and we can note that I am not alone. Jesus there was behind Mary, but Mary did not recognize behind Mary. But Mary did not recognize. And Jesus asks, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Mary says that my Lord has been taken away, and I do not know where he is. And Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And Mary recognized him. And recognized the hands that broke bread. And on the shores of the Tiber Sea, the disciples heard about the deeds and words of Jesus. And these words, these common words, which may sound to us unknown, or if we miss the gatherings of services, we hear this familiar sound and words and reoccurring words or sound of God in the speeches of friends of faith, and it brings us a familiar and comforting feeling. Then this portion that we read ends that Jesus says unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And from this the gospel was spread, and it was brought first towards the disciples, or to the disciples, so that they did not need to fear. Everything that has been told, it is true. And this promise of the old covenant, which the believers believed in, was now true. And happened so that Jesus rose as he said to his Father in heaven, and he did not leave his disciples alone, and he brought them where the evil spirits were driven away, as I referred to in the beginning of the sermon. He wants the people catch him, and you will be amongst yourself. But did the disciples, were they left alone amongst themselves? No. It is so that where two or three gather in Jesus' name, Jesus is with them. The Holy Spirit is with them. And I believe, and even here, not with the big gathering as we usually have, but the small gathering here, but also in front of the media, you join with me in this, that God's children are gathered who are invited by the Holy Spirit. And this gospel's most important message was to the weakest disciples and is targeted to also to this weak and tired disciple. You can remain. As weak and corrupt and sinful to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' holy name and precious atonement. Blood, will you promise to believe this to your heart? And you also, you, my friend, who maybe are listening to this or these services or have listened these services earlier and have wondered, what is this group? What are these sermons? One mutual thing is told one over and over again, the invitation. Believe your unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Follow Jesus Christ and his disciples. I myself want to ask also physical and faith weakness or tiredness. Can I believe my sins forgiven? I want to believe together with the children of God in Jesus' name. Amen.